right, welcome to today's episode of Your Daily Scrum. I am professional scrum trainer Ryan Ripley. This gentleman over here is Todd Miller, also a professional scrum trainer with scrum.org. We are we're here today to answer your questions about Scrum. We do this show to help you get a little bit better each and every day. Why do we do this? Well, we wrote a book. We're passionate about helping people fix their Scrum to do great Scrum. We wrote a book called Fixing Your Scrum. Check it out in the comments. We teach professional Scrum courses all over the world. We're passionate about helping teams do better, and this video is all for you. Todd, how you doing?
Is this a paper clip?
You got, this is a pen.
A pen? Oh, okay.
This is a pen.
It's a pen, everyone watching.
I'm sure they were wondering. All right, Mr. Miller. Everyone knows the drill. Mm-hmm. Today's question came in on, was it LinkedIn or was it YouTube?
This was YouTube. This was a YouTube comment.
Yeah, by the way, your comments turn into videos. So when you leave a question in the comments, we typically answer it in the next week or so. Leave us your comments. Let us know what you want answered. Let us know how we're doing. Let us know if it's helpful. Like and subscribe.
Mm-hmm, please.
All right. Now we sound like all the cool YouTubers. All right, Todd, should a Scrum Master take a product owner class?
I did as a Scrum Master. Yeah. That's not to say that you should or shouldn't. I did, and I found it entirely useful to do that. In fact, once I started, once I was really taking being a Scrum Master seriously, I remember reading Roman Pickler's book,
yep,
Agile Product Management with Scrum, and trying to get my hands on anything I could because I didn't understand exactly what a product owner's day-to-day life was, even though I was working with a product owner. So
when I can see it on the back of, I have a bookshelf back here. The first book I grabbed was Bob Galen's product owner book.
Oh yeah. Read that one too. Yeah.
So Bob Galen has a great product owner book. Let me check the title real quick. This was the first one I looked at. So product owner, Bob Galen, let me see if I can search in real time. Dead air. Scrum product ownership. It's in the third edition now. So when I was a new Scrum Master, I was fortunate enough to have some contact with Bob. I checked out his book. It really helped me level up and understand. I love the way that he laid things out. He explained product ownership. It allowed me to speak to product owners in a coherent way. Mm-hmm. It was super helpful. I also took classes, mm-hmm, right? Took the product owner class through scrum.org. That was really beneficial. If I were to answer, I mean, keep in mind, we're trainers.
Yeah. So it's kind of biased, right?
So, you know, all the caveats aside, I think that if you are a Scrum Master who is accountable for serving a product owner, it would probably benefit you to have some product owner education,
yeah,
to understand what they're facing, what they need to be great at, how you can best support them. So yes, I think Scrum Masters should go to a product owner class, read product owner books. The Professional Scrum Product Owner by Don McGreal is another, and Ralph Joachim is another favorite of ours. Read some books, take some classes, become as educated as you can, and level up and serve your product owner.
And here's the reality that most Scrum Masters are facing is they're working with product owners that have never been product owners before. Maybe even product owners that have zero product management experience. There's this inclination to anoint product owners from the business side. And I don't necessarily think that's always the best thing to do. However, when you're dealt with that as a Scrum Master, when you're dealing with the product owner, you have no choice but to help that person become a product owner. And what better way to do that than study, than take a class, investigate, maybe not even product ownership. Start reading books like Thinking in Bets by Annie Duke, Lean Startup like Eric Race. Like, start reading product management type books that will help you get some practices and enable the product owner to be a better product owner. Because guess what? It's up to you, right? It's up to you to help make that person the best product owner they can be.
Yeah. I mean, what do you do, Todd, if you're a Scrum Master and your product owner comes to you and says, hey, I heard about this great agile product management practice called story mapping, mm-hmm, and you can't, yeah, help. I mean, that isn't that a problem?
Yeah.
So let's get some education, right? If you want to know more about taking a product owner class, check out the description below. Yeah. We got some links. If you want to join us for a class, great. If you want to find another one, awesome.
Yeah.
Get some education. Read Bob Galen's product owner book. Check out the Professional Scrum Product Owner. These are great resources. Level yourself up. learn about product ownership and be a great partner to your product owner.
Yeah. Cheers. That's a wrap.
Hey, it's time for the end screen. Like we said at the beginning, be sure to like and subscribe so you never miss an episode of the many shows that we're releasing. There's a poll out in the community section, Todd, asking what kind of videos would people like to see. EBM is winning by a long shot. It's way ahead right now, so everybody get your votes in. Check out the socials. Look at the videos below that just popped up. They might be helpful to you, too. Leave us your comments. Let us know what we can do to help serve you better. For Todd Miller, I'm Ryan Ripley. We will see you tomorrow.